From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Brock here. August 1st, game day. Five stories worth your 8 minutes. First one's a story. Let's get into it. First from Sky Sports, Hader and Suspicious Minds clash at Doncaster. Today on Sky Sports Racing, Doncaster and Lingfield Park. Suspicious Minds will be looking to make it a winning stable debut at Doncaster this afternoon, having joined Seb Spencer's yard from Jessica Harrington last month. Next. Second from The Guardian Sport, Football Australia and AFC welcome FIFA climb down on World Cup sell-off plan. Listen, I've got some good news for you. Football Australia and the Asian Football Confederation are breathing a sigh of relief after FIFA backed down on their plan to sell off chunks of the World Cup to private investors. It's a huge win for the sport, and it's all thanks to the backlash from UEFA, who threatened to boycott all FIFA tournaments if the plan wasn't scrapped. FIFA's president, Gianni Infantino, confirmed the plan had been axed, and it's a major victory for those who believe some principles of the game should never change. That's exactly what Antir Isaac, the chair of Football Australia, said, that some principles of football should never change, and it's clear he's not alone in that feeling. The Asian Football Confederation is also on board, calling for proper consultation and collective dialogue and respect for the sport. It's a big moment, and it's a testament to the power of unity and standing up for what's right. Up next, third from BBC Sport Football, Lacey and Tyler Fletcher lead Man UTD Academy Q. Lacey and Tyler Fletcher lead Man UTD Academy Q. Published Manchester United's preseason friendly against Atletico Madrid in Stockholm on Saturday will be the final time manager. Michael Carrick's traveling party will feature academy players. Bruno Fernandes, Diogo Dalot, and Mateus Cunha are anticipated to return to preseason training next week, while Belgian pair Senna Lammens and Youri Tielemans will step up the work they began at Carrington on Thursday. So next weekend's encounter with Paris Saint-Germain is likely to have a more familiar feel. With recruitment still to be completed and then. Fourth, from PFT Alt, Big Ten SEC finally strike a deal on the Protect College Sports Act. The so-called Protect College Sports Act had stalled, thanks in large part to lingering objections from the Big Ten and the SEC. On Friday, it all changed. Via Ross Dellinger of Yahoo Sports, the Big Ten and SEC reached an agreement with lawmakers regarding the bill that would ostensibly restore some order to the chaos flowing from decades of rampant antitrust violations, while also picking the pockets of those who play the most profitable sports. President Trump got directly involved in the effort to smooth out the lingering issues. Next. Fifth, from MMA Fighting. UFC Belgrade results, Medic versus Rodriguez. MMA Fighting has UFC Belgrade results for the Uros Medic versus Daniel Rodriguez fight, a live blog for the main event, and more from Belgrade Arena in Belgrade, Serbia on Saturday afternoon. In the main event, number 15 ranked welterweight Uros Medic looks to continue his climb up the charts as he takes on veteran Daniel Rodriguez. Up next, sixth, from MMA Fighting, Anthony Smith's wife. Manager released statements after his recent arrest. Anthony Smith's wife and manager released statements following the former UFC star's recent arrest. On Monday, Smith turned himself in to the police after an arrest warrant was issued in relation to a domestic incident between Smith and his wife on July 26. And then, seventh, from PFT Alt, Jimmy Haslam. Myles Garrett trade was Andrew Berry's decision. Nearly 2 months to the day after the Browns surprised everyone by trading defensive end Myles Garrett to the Rams, B-Town's owner Jimmy Haslam addressed the move in a Friday press conference. "That was Andrew's decision," Haslam told reporters, referring to GM Andrew Berry. "I don't know what Andrew shared with you yesterday or in the past. That's something that the conversations we've had for about a while before it was announced, and the Rams were a good partner there and kept it quiet." Next, eighth, from PFT Alt, Judge grants class-wide injunction in fifth-year lawsuit against NCAA. A Colorado federal judge issued a class-wide preliminary injunction requiring the NCAA to deem every athlete from the 2022 high school class eligible for a fifth season. The decision could let undrafted, unsigned players from that class return to college football in 2026, creating a new pathway for talent. It protects former Texas lineman Cole Hudson, who won a temporary restraining order and can play in 2026 despite NFL tryouts. Quarterback Diego Pavaya from the 2020 class isn't covered up next. Ninth from PFT Alt, Max Crosby hears Cowboys trade chatter. It doesn't change anything for me. The Cowboys had interest in a trade for Raiders pass rusher Max Crosby. They might still have interest. Dallas attempted to acquire the five-time Pro Bowler in March. The Raiders instead sent him to the Ravens for two first-round picks before reneging on the deal because of long-term concerns about Crosby's surgically repaired left knee. Cowboys owner Jerry Jones was asked earlier this week about walking away from a deal for Crosby and took offense to the question. "We didn't," Jones said, via John Machota of TheAthletic.com. "We did not walk away. That's about all there is to say." And then, 10th, from PFT Alt, UNC GM Michael Lombardi welcomes the opportunity to clear his name. Michael Lombardi, the UNC football general manager, is on paid administrative leave while the university investigates a complaint from a former front office employee. His lawyer told ESPN that Michael hasn't been given details about the probe, but he's ready to clear his name after it's been tarnished by rumors online. He's cooperating fully and expects the process to be swift, thorough, and fair. The university asked anyone to hold judgment until the investigation runs its course. Lombardi remains on payroll but isn't working. Whether he returns will hinge on what the inquiry uncovers. That's the rundown. Back at it tomorrow. That's your brief. Find every story and claim your own free feed at storyflow.com.